Francis Redding to Lou Nichols. A conservative Democrat who looked at the antebellum period as a golden age in Louisiana, Francis R.T. Nichols embodied the bourbon or planter approach to less government, low taxes, few official services, and little involvement by blacks in the political processes. Nichols became governor as part of the National Compromise of 1877. In return for Louisiana's presidential electoral votes, Rutherford B. Hayes recognized Nichols' victory over Stephen B. Packard. Nichols still had to determine which of the rival legislatures would act as the official institution. Nichols convinced some Republicans to join his Democratic faction to give it the necessary quorum. His first administration battled three corrupt men with great power: State Treasurer Edward Burke, Samuel James, operator of the convict lease system, and Lieutenant Governor Lewis Wilts, a defender of the Louisiana lottery. Wilts presided over the Constitutional Convention of 1879, which reapportioned the legislature, moved the capital back to Baton Rouge, lowered taxes, and cut a year from Nichols' term. Nichols fought the corrupt Louisiana lottery throughout his second term. He lost the battle when the state Supreme Court revoked his dissolution of the lottery. Nichols won the war, however, when the federal government outlawed the use of mail to sell lottery tickets. Nichols later became a Supreme Court justice himself, serving until his retirement in 1911. He died in Thibodaux in 1912.